But this could be a floodgate. Open it, and you'll see genetics in line. There's an environmentally friendly pig being developed in Canada, and engineered cattle that are resistant to mad cow disease. As one insider puts it, the sky's the limit. Sophia Manos, Washington.
Hurricane Igor is gone, leaving Bermuda without electricity in many areas, but no early reports of major damage. Igor swept past Bermuda late last night and early this morning, lashing the island with high winds and furious waves. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn's an ordained minister who gave up a position to a large church where he was assistant minister to try to educate the people about what's really going on today and the prophetic significance of the events that are taking place. Now, Lynn is going to be there at the theater in Loveland, Colorado, this Saturday, I believe it is. He can correct me if I'm wrong, but he's going to be giving a talk on a lot of the things you'll be talking about this morning, but in much greater detail. And certainly, he has amassed a great deal of information pointed to the fact that we are moving towards a climax of history. There are prophecies of the end times. What will they be like? How will we know when, of course, the story that of this planet and life on this planet is going to come to a climax? Well, exciting things are happening today for those who know the Lord and look forward to his coming again. So with that as a background, Lynn, you pick up the story there.
Dr. Stan, great to be here this morning. Could you please tell your engineer to turn up your volume a little bit? It's really hard to hear you, sir, but great to be here.
All right,
here.
Fine.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm really looking forward to coming to Loveland, Colorado this Saturday, September 25th. I'll be speaking at the Rialto Theater from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock in the evening. It's a four-hour stint into politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. I would highly encourage the listeners here to try to come out to this conference. There's so much vital information. You know, you don't know what you don't know, and this is what I do full-time. I've written 5 books, and 6th one's in the work, and the 7th one is being researched as we speak about what is happening on a global level. When we look at the earthquakes, on a weekly basis, we're getting earthquakes at 7 point and greater on the Richter scale. Russia experienced its worst drought in 1,000 years. 500 fires plagued the countries about a month ago. Pakistan, the greatest natural disaster concerning floodwaters in Pakistan's history. Now we're talking about cholera. And, you know, just because we get these flashes, Dr. Stan, in the news The aftermath is still going on. I mean, what do you do when you've got 500 fires that have burned up most of your or a lot of your farmland in Russia? It's like, okay, so it's not in the news now, but you've got this wasteland. Crops aren't growing. There's no rain. There's this huge drought. Now Russia's saying it's not going to export its grain or its wheat. This could drive what already has driven up prices of commodities. But in Pakistan, it's the same thing. Just because we don't hear about the floods, the aftermath is unbelievable, as literally tens of thousands of people have been displaced from their homes. So we start going around the world, and we see that not only are these natural disasters happening, earthquakes in various places, to the tune of a 7-point or greater earthquake on a weekly basis. Is it business as usual, or is it something more? And when we start looking at the geopolitical climate, what's happening specifically in the Middle East, we see that Turkey may go Islamic, and if it does, are we looking at the Sharia law that we have in Iran and Saudi Arabia in place in Turkey, which at one time looked to the West, and we considered it a Western ally? Very tenuous situation. Then you've got Ireland, Portugal, Greece, and Mexico on the verge of complete, total financial collapse. You look at the southern border, how porous it is, this war that's going on where at least a dozen people a week, sometimes more, are killed around and in the Mexican border because of the drug cartel. And this is like right on our southern border. So we see that we're living in turbulent times. And as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, states very clearly in Matthew 24, and this is the challenge to your listeners, when you see these things, what things? Well, earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence. Are you aware that in Niger right now they're experiencing a famine where approximately over 10% of the population faces starvation? This is in Niger in Africa. Pestilence, we're looking at cholera outbreaks in Pakistan. Of course, the AIDS epidemic, which continues to march on, claiming millions of lives per year. So when we look at these things, is it business as usual, or is it an indication of something more? Is something on the horizon? When Jesus talks about these specific signs, is he warning us of the days we're living in now? And in my opinion, Dr. Stan, the answer to that is a resounding yes. One more thing. When we look at the BP oil spill, which may have actually stalled the Gulf current, we know that millions of aquatic animals have died in the last several months. Tens of thousands of fish washing up in the Jersey Shore. Last week in a river in New Orleans, there were just, it looked like a freeway being cracked. Well, that wasn't a freeway. That was the bodies of thousands and thousands and thousands of marine life floating on the top of this river. Then we go down to Bolivia, 6 million fish, alligators, stingrays, dolphins, all washed up. I've seen video of it. It's unbelievable, unprecedented. They've never experienced anything like this. If it was only one of these events that I was indicating and talking about this morning, we could kind of let it go. But when we start putting the whole picture together, in my opinion, we are looking at incredible fulfillment of prophecy. And keep your eyes on the Middle East, folks, because that's where it all comes down.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Lynn, and I think that most people read these items and see them, and then look forward to the next NFL game or certainly what the next Tea Party conference is going to bring. But people don't look at the world and the overview from the spiritual point of view, because behind all of the things that are happening politically and culturally and ideologically, and the economic collapse of America, and this is all orchestrated, this is all created, it is being done intentionally in an effort to impoverish our people. But behind all of this are occult organizations and powerful spiritual forces. And until people understand that, none of it pretty makes sense. The large banks have lots of money. They could lend it out tomorrow, but they're not going to lend it out. I mean, why should they lend it out? If you want to destroy America, why, you've got to contract our economy, and that's what they're doing. And all of the large banks tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Anybody wants to document it, we'll be glad to provide the documentation for it. Or you can simply go to trilateral.org, and they'll actually email you the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. There you'll find Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, and certainly in their subsidiary, the CFR, why you'll find all the rest, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and certainly all the major banks are tied in on this scam, but they can't let the American people know. They've got plenty of money to lend, but they're not going to lend it because they want to collapse the economy. That's why the M3, which they no longer publish because they say it's not important, but they know what's going on, and that it's simply a reflection of the dramatic contraction of the overall money supply. They're doing this intentionally, ladies and gentlemen, but behind this is a powerful spirit of force that's directing the course of civilization. We'll be right back with Lynn Marzulli. Fascinating information for what it is.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, and Lynn has accumulated and gotten together a tremendous amount of information about what is going on today and the disastrous things which are happening throughout the world, and you pick up the story, Lynn.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, we didn't even touch on really some of the supernatural that's manifesting, and I'm not suggesting that every storm and every tornado that we see is caused by the fallen one and his minions. But I will say this, that with the rise of the earthquakes and what's going on, I think some of this has the fingerprints of the fallen one who hates mankind and wants to destroy all of us. We're told in the guidebook of the supernatural, i.e. the Bible, that the fallen one, Satan, comes to kill, rob, and destroy, and that's exactly what we see with some of these disasters. Again, I'm not saying all disasters are caused by him, but with the increase of UFOs, I'm sorry, the increase of earthquakes, I'm getting ahead of myself here, increase of earthquakes all over the planet, and we see these storms and droughts and fires and floods, it seems like the barrier that's kept these two worlds apart, the supernatural from the natural here, is becoming less. And then we start adding all the UFO sightings, and I'll be talking about that at the Rialto in Loveland this Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. It's a PowerPoint presentation. There's over 150 different slides that really illustrate as we move through this material, because there's so much to talk about. And we will see, if you come to this, you'll see how the political, the prophetic, and the supernatural all are intersecting. They all overlap and intersect, dovetail one into the other. So it's very important information that we'll be talking about. And of course, one of the things we'll be talking about is the idea that is, as in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns, which in my opinion is an indication which goes back to Genesis 6, talking about specifically the fallen angels coming to earth, having sex with the women, and creating these hybrids, which were called the Nephilim. I believe it is going on. On my website, or on my blog site, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, we ran a series of videos, links, It's called Madness in the Fast Lane. It was from the UK, and these are two women, which when you look at these videos, and they're still up there, I'm going to keep them up there, although there's a new post coming up this morning. When you watch these videos, Dr. Stan, they are absolutely alarming because it is very plain and clear to see that something else is going on with these two women. They literally run out into traffic on a freeway. They're hit by cars, and they're laying on the ground. And as the officers go up and rescue people go up to help them, one of them stands up and starts fighting them off. I mean, she's just been hit by a car, just broadsided by a car. And the story continues. You trust me, you will have never seen anything like this. So go to lamarzulli.wordpress.com and check this out. All that to say this. I believe that these two women were part of what Russ Dizdar and I would agree on and call the rise of the satanic super soldiers. It's here. And this graphically illustrates it, what is going on. When you combine this with the whole UFO stuff, we see sightings between 300 and 500 a month. We look at crop circles. A friend of mine who'll be on my show on Wednesday, Chuck Zukowski, who's a MUFON investigator in New Mexico, is talking about the latest rash of cattle mutilations there. The pictures are off the charts. And in this lecture, in this presentation at the Rialto, I talk about all this stuff and weave it together and show you how it's interconnected one with the other. It is absolutely fascinating. And look, we live in very tenuous, tumultuous times. There's no doubt about it. And as Dr. Stan was saying before the break, without an understanding and a clear overview of the supernatural and understanding that these events, many of these events that we're looking at, we are warned of in the prophetic text in the guidebook of the supernatural, i.e. the Bible. We're told about this. We're warned. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, warns us, I believe, of the times we are living in. So if you're unsure about this, if you're afraid, if you're a little fearful about the times we live in, you definitely want to come to this presentation at the Rialto Saturday, September 25th from 4 to 8 o'clock. Admission's only $10, really cheap, and it's 4 hours of hard-hitting exposé of what is happening globally on the planet in the political, the prophetic, and the supernatural and how it all intersects.
And, you know, the difficult thing for most people to understand is we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world there. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. People do not understand that the Bible deals with the supernatural. There is a supernatural dimension out there. We watch television all the time, stories about witches, stories about the medium. A medium, you know, and the television portrayal of this attractive blonde woman with three attractive little blonde daughters and the interrelationships between all of them, but she's a medium and she contacts the supernatural and these things come to her mystically and she's able to help the district attorney catch the bad guys. The thing, her name is Alison Dubois in the television program, but there is an Alison Dubois, a real live person who is a medium who helped the district attorney, the police gets the bad guys. And what people don't understand is there really are people who can contact the other dimension. They're fortune tellers. And because you couldn't do this, you don't want to do this, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, this is what Ouija boards are about. This is what tarot cards are. Oh, some tarot card readers are just frauds. But some of them can actually tap into the other dimension. And until you understand, there is another dimension, and so many of the things that go on today, even in politics, have to do with the supernatural, and there are supernatural forces working in our society. People have forgotten when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton went to the White House, one of the first things they did was bring in Jean Houston, and her job was to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. And who is our Secretary of State today? Why, the same Hillary Clinton. What's her qualifications? Why, she's deeply involved in the occult, ladies and gentlemen. She's deeply involved in the occult. And she looks so nice and she smiles, especially when she stands there, in the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C., and gives her press conferences. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I concur with much of what you said. We are living in the time where we are seeing supernatural events that are manifesting on the planet, and we are warned of these things. Remember, it says that men will faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Those are the words of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Then we look at what Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians, talking about that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And, you know, we read these passages and we just kind of skip over them and go, well, I don't know what that means. We'll all get raptured and get out of here. And that may be true, and I hope that that does happen. However, in the meantime, what we're looking at is the manifestation of the supernatural in real time right now. And these signs and wonders are increasing. They're not going away. They're actually burgeoning. And people need to wake up. We need to wake up and start to look at things from a supernatural, biblical perspective and understand that prophecy is real, that the prophecy which was written, some of this 2,600 years ago, specifically talking about the coming Ezekiel war in the Middle East, is real. And with Turkey, I mean, this is huge. In fact, I'm blogging about this morning. Why should you care about Turkey's referendum? Because Turkey is about to go Islamic. And if it goes Islamic, if it adapts Sharia law, all of a sudden this buffer that's been there in place really since shortly after World War One in the early part of the 20th century is gone, and now it shifts over to the Islamic side of the field of play, specifically Iran, and now Israel has certainly lost an ally. What's interesting about this is the prophecy 2,600 years ago, talking about Ezekiel 38, it gives the first two nations, Magog and Gog, which is Russia. Most prophecy scholars believe that that's what it is. The second nation is Iran, or Persia. It says the name specifically, unlike Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce and the Hopis and all this stuff, which are very vague, okay, sometimes accurate, but very vague and often inaccurate. This prophecy is very specific, and it says Iran, it says Persia. And now people say, well, how come it's a different name? Well, when you look at Cape Canaveral, which is now called Cape Kennedy, it's exactly the same geographical location. It's just that they renamed it. Same thing with Iran. It was called Persia literally for thousands of years, and in the modern era, they switched the name to Iran. But it's the same geographical location. Well, next, right after that, are three other nations which are listed, Togarma, Tubal, and Meshach. And so you shrug your shoulders and say, what does that have to do with me? Well, it has everything to do with us, because those three nations, Dr. Stan, comprise the modern nation of Turkey. And until recently, Turkey had looked to the West, been entrenched into the West, had an embassy in Israel, was an ally of Israel. All of a sudden, they're turning face. They may become complete, like a Sharia Islamic society, like Iran, like Saudi Arabia. This, of course, starts to take that Ezekiel 38 puzzle and put the pieces together, if I can use that analogy. Or another one, the stage is finally set up for the Ezekiel 38 prophecy to begin. Until a couple of months ago, the nation of Turkey wasn't even mentioned. There was no alliance between Syria or Iran or Magog. And, of course, now what we're seeing is this turning away from the West and looking towards the East. And I find that incredibly alarming. And yet, we were warned of this 2,600 years ago by the prophet Ezekiel. And this is why it's so important to understand prophecy. Let me just close this little rant, so to speak, with this last one thing. When Jesus walks into Jerusalem and he's on the back of the donkey, okay, he then, right after that, he weeps over the city and says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Hollywood have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you did not know the day of your visitation. He's making it really plain that they were accountable. He held the nation collectively accountable to know their prophecy, because in the prophecy of Daniel, it says very specifically, from the time of the decree to rebuild the second temple until Shiloh, until Messiah comes, will be so many years. Guess what? He rides in to Jerusalem precisely on that day, fulfilling the prophecy. How much more us, who have all this? We have the internet where you can type up a word. You don't even need a concordance anymore. Type up a word, bam, every single place in the Bible where that word is used is right on your screen. That's unprecedented. That's unbelievable. So there's no excuse for us not to know the prophecy, not to know the days and the times in which we're living in. So at the Rialto on Saturday, September 25th, for 4 hours, from 4 in the afternoon to 8 in the evening, I will be speaking on politics, prophecy, and the supernatural with a fantastic PowerPoint presentation with over 160, 70 slides. if you're in the area, you need to come and check out this information. I promise you, you will walk away filled not with fear, but with hope and an understanding of what is going on in the world today.
Well, you know, this whole issue of Turkey is so pivotal. I mean, people don't understand this is a momentous thing. Turkey has been a secular country ever since the times of Ataturk, following the First World War, the breakdown of the Ottoman Empire, and then, of course, Turkey aligning with the West. But now that's all changed. I mean, we're talking about within the last couple of months, Turkey now has turned to the Islamic world, has become a radical jihadist nation. Why would this have happened? Well, of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly know this has all been funded by the CIA through a man named Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, who's a multi-billionaire, got his money through the CIA, and they're financing actually moving Turkey back into the radical Islamic world. Why would you do something that stupid? I mean, don't you realize that this could lead to a confrontation, a clash of civilizations between Western civilization and the Muslim civilization? Is that what they really want? And the answer is yes, absolutely. That's exactly what they want. We're creating the best enemy money could buy, but millions of people, hundreds of millions of people could die. When you understand we're against organized evil, then it all fits together. Now, those of you who certainly would like to know more about how the CIA has brought this whole thing about and who Mr. Gulen really is, why we'll be having Paul Williams come. He's certainly the leading expert on the terrorist, Islamic terrorist movement here in the United States. Oh, they have the training camps all across America. You're never going to read about this, of course. You're not supposed to know this. American tax dollars at work. Islamic training camps here in America. If you are in prison, a federal prison, and you convert to the Muslim faith, you get special food. You get five times a day so you can pray. Do you think they'd do that for the Christians in the churches? Absolutely not. Why are they doing it? To recruit people into the radical Islamic movements. The best enemies money could buy. Well, you'll certainly want to hear what Lynn has to say, and we'll be back here in just a moment, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can in fact be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to just say no to drugs. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is, of course, Lynn Marzulli. On our, if you have a question for Lynn, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Lynn, I want you to get out your web page and tell people how they can get your books.
The best place to tie into any of this would be the blog site. I have links to the web page, and the blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and that'll take you to the website, which is lamarzulli.net. Pretty straight ahead to get there. And I blog 6 days a week. Links to other stories. Today we're talking about why you should care about Turkey's referendum. We are sort of already touched on that. Middle East officials fly to U.S. to talk as crisis looms and what's happening in the Middle East. Russian heat wave caused 11,000 deaths in Moscow. We talked about a little bit about that. So this is what I do. I do this full time. I consider myself a watchman on the wall. I'm writing a new book, of course, called The Cosmic Chess Match, which talks about this. And Dr. Stan, I'm really excited about this new book, because what it really shows is that this war between the sons of light, the sons of darkness, the Most High God, El Elyon, and the fallen one, Satan, has been going on literally for millennia. And when we start to read the scriptures in this light, we realize that everything is a battle report. Almost every story is a battle report. Move, counter move, move, counter move. And we're ramping up towards this time spoken of in the Guidebook of the Supernatural, i.e. the Bible, more than any other time in history, the time of Jacob's trouble, this time of tribulation, of turmoil. And as Yeshua tells us, when we see these signs begin to happen, the earthquakes, floods, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, troublesome times, this is just the beginning, the birth pangs of sorrows. And I believe we're moving into this time. We're warned of it. And that's why it's so important to, if you're in the area in Colorado, even if you've got to drive a little bit, check us out. It's only one day. It's not like a 2 or 3 day thing. It's one day for 4 hours in Loveland, Colorado, at the Rialto between 4 and 8 o'clock. Four in the afternoon to eight in the evening, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And we'll of course take a time for Q&A after that, question and answers, because people always have their questions, and I'll try to answer as best as I possibly can. But I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, I have never seen the global climate so charged like this, and it's almost like we're in the calm before the storm right now, where I just wake up every morning and just kind of go, is this it? Has something triggered all these events in the Middle East? Because that's where it's going to happen. The next war will be the Middle East. And there's two points that people need to understand. There are two oil choke points. One is called the Straits of Hormuz, okay? And the other one is called the Gate of Tears in the Red Sea. So Saudi Arabia and most of the oil come through these two checkpoints. Well, guess who's got... in Iran, at the Straits of Hormuz, the land side of Iran, which overlooks the Straits of Hormuz, borders the Straits of Hormuz, is bristling with missiles. They can close the straits like that. And then to the west, of course, we've got Yemen, and now we know that Iranians have they've put weaponry and their men right around the Gate of Tears. So many, many people are looking at this realizing that if Iran is attacked, the first thing that they will do, they'll shut down the oil lanes immediately. Shut down the oil lanes. This will cause the strangulation of the lifeblood of the global economy, which, of course, is oil. And once you do that, gas at the pump goes to $10 a gallon, and the U.S. economy, as most of the global economy, collapses, completely collapses. So that's why no one is rushing into this thing, at least not yet, because they realize that what will happen is the Iranians will shut off the global supply of oil, and when they do that, it will be economically catastrophic.
Well, I think that they intend to bring this on. The question is when. We have no insight into that, but we do know very well that all of this thing has been orchestrated. People have forgotten how the mullahs, the wicked mullahs, came to power in Tehran. And Iran, well, very simply, they were put in power in 1979 when the CIA intentionally toppled the Shah of Iran. And at the time, I said to myself, why would we be toppling this Shah of Iran, our friend of America, and bringing to power the wicked mullahs who hate America? You know, it doesn't make any sense. Shah may not have been a great guy. Shah may have had a wicked secret police, you know, that oppressed the people. But we had put him in power in 1953 when we toppled Mossadegh. These are all policies of your government, ladies and gentlemen, but not your government. We have an invisible government. And, of course, that is, of course, what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, because it is founded in the occult. And until people understand that we have an invisible government, we take America back, we once again become a righteous name. Why? They're going to continue using the wealth and power of America to move us towards the world government in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. That is the plan. But, of course, they can't let the American people know that. That your tax money is, or if they don't have the tax money, they just go out and borrow the money, or they create the money, or they have the financial power using America as the base, not our government, their government, because they have an invisible government that controls the visible government and is doing all of these terrible and wicked things, and they put those mullahs in power in preparation for the times that are coming. We're talking over, what, 30 years ago. Long-term planning, but there is a definite plan out there. And you need to recognize that. You need to realize we're living in difficult times. And, of course, the most important thing you can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord. Yes, you should make all the physical preparations, and you should have the food and the water supplies and the burkis, which you can get from this radio station, and you should have your health supplies and be prepared to defend yourself and your family and have friends that you can depend on. But you must understand that without a personal relationship with the Lord, none of us are going to get through the terrible times that lie ahead. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if you have a question for Lynn, because we are living in the most amazing times, frightening times, admittedly, but exciting times. For those who know the Lord, you go right ahead, Lynn.
You know, Dr. Stan, you're talking about, you know, the government and the shadow government and all that, and I would certainly concur. I believe that Kennedy was probably our last real president, and I believe he was assassinated specifically for three reasons. One, and this is all, he quotes this. I mean, it's all, I'm not making this stuff up. You go back and do a little research, it's all right there. He was going to splinter the CIA in 1,000 pieces. That's a direct quote. Splinter of the CIA in 1,000 pieces. So now you've got this Central Intelligence Agency, which Eisenhower warned us of, this this power grab here. Then he was going to do something, excuse me, which was unprecedented. And he talked about this in a speech 2 weeks before he died, was assassinated, not by a lone gunman, by the way. He talks about secret societies, and I think what he's pointing to there and how abhorrent secret societies are. We know he was going after the Federal Reserve, and what most people don't understand is our money system was totally hijacked in Jekyll Island in 1917. and that the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the federal government, but it's a cartel of bankers who now control the money system and money supply. And notice how we've been taken off the gold standard, and on it goes. And Kennedy was trying to move that back. And, of course, the third thing he was trying to do was get us out of Vietnam. And for that, they gunned him down in Dallas.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is L.A. Marzulli, Lynn Marzulli, and, of course, he's going to be there at Loveland at the Rialto Theater. Lynn?
Yes, it's at September 25th at the Rialto Theater from 4 in the afternoon to 8 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be a blast, Dr. Stan. I am excited about coming and really looking forward. I've totally revamped my PowerPoint presentation. We've got at least 170 slides. And, you know, some of them are just bam, bam. Like the first 60 slides go by very, very quickly, within about a minute. And it gives people just an overview of where we're going and how crazy this planet really is. And the pictures say it, and you know, in a way that you could spend an hour trying to describe it. But when you see what's happening in the Gulf oil spill, when you see the millions of fish floating on the rivers in Bolivia, or the fires in Russia, or you know, just some of the disasters that we've seen, like the Haitian earthquake or other earthquakes, it really sends a picture home of what is happening on a global level. Remember, it's global. It's not just one thing. When Yeshua tells us earthquakes in diverse places, that's exactly what we're seeing. They're all over the place. There was an 8.8 earthquake off the coast of Chile last year. 8.8. No one was killed in that because it was far enough out to sea. But the, you know, the 7.2 earthquake in Christchurch a few weeks ago, that's unbelievable. That's severe. And this is what we're looking at, Dr. Stan. So I will be speaking for 4 straight hours at the Rialto Theater, Loveland, Colorado, September 25th, coming up this Saturday. I am excited about being there. I know we're going to see some old friends that are going to come down from Cheyenne and other places just to check it out. But it's a new PowerPoint presentation, lots of new material. If you've heard it before, you'll want to hear it again because I've added – because of what's been happening globally since last time I was in Denver. So come out, check it out, and get armed, get equipped with knowledge of what we need to really survive the coming apocalypse, because it's at the doorstep, in my opinion.
Oh, I think it is, too. You know, I was just thinking, Lynn, you know, 120 years ago, the major means of transportation was the horse. I was born 50 years, you know, after that. And Sydney, you know, because we had cars then. But, you know, you stop and think of all the amazing things that have happened in this last 120 years. And certainly the computer has just transformed everything. Now they have the ability to have a cashless society where no man will buy or sell. Unless the be known by the number of his name, or certainly by the bark of the beast, which is 666. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you study this, you'll find that they use those numbers over and over and over again. You look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. You look very closely. There are three curved arrows, and you look at the inside. You could almost imagine that there are three sixes there, but there's no mistaking the center of the logo. An upside-down, broken cross. This is in the foundation. This whole thing is founded in the occult. You can't understand the wars unless you understand Robert McNamara, who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to win. Robert Strange McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, who orchestrated the Gulf of Tonkin incident that justified the war, was deeply involved in the occult. And until you understand that Robert McNamara and Henry Kissinger and so many of our leaders are involved in the occult, and of course they have an entirely different worldview, and they are pursuing this goal of bringing about a one-world government. That has been the goal of the ancient mystery religions and the secret societies going back 5,000 years to the time of Nimrod. And the fact that Nimrod tried to build the incomplete Tower of Babel, or tried to build the Tower of Babylon, but it was never completed, and they have a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babylon in Strasbourg, Germany, where the EU meets. What does that suggest to you? That maybe they're flaunting the fact that this is all about completing Nimrod's plan to unite the world. They understand what they're doing, and they laugh that we're so foolish we can't see it. Well, go ahead, Lynn. We've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, once again, I will be at the Rialto Theater, Loveland, Colorado, September 25th from 4 to 8 in the evening. Can't wait to be there. I'm excited about presenting a lot of the material, connecting some of the dots. So much has happened since the last time I was actually in the Denver area that is just alarming. We see what we talked about, the idea of Turkey now becoming perhaps an Islamic state, which is just alarming. We see Hezbollah and Hamas bristling in anticipation of a war. Thousands and thousands of people, soldiers from Hezbollah, have been moved down into southern Lebanon. We see these constant saber-rattling with Iran, and of course, Russia arming Iran with the S-300 anti-missile system. So, look, I've never seen the situation this charged with the earthquakes, the fires, the floods, all this stuff. And we've been told when you see these things, the things I just mentioned, we're supposed to look up because that is a sign of his second coming. We're not supposed to cower in fear. We're supposed to look up. And it's time for people to understand the days in which we live in. And that's what the conference at the Rialto will be talking about, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, how these three unseemingly unfit bedfellows will actually come together and that they do overlap, and that the supernatural, specifically modern Nephilim, UFOs, crop circles, alien abductions, all this stuff, we'll talk about it from a biblical viewpoint and give people a real good, solid, biblically-based overview of what is going on. Come to the conference, arm yourself with this knowledge. You need to know this stuff because of the days that we are living in are extremely troublesome.
Amen to that. And of course, one of the things is the people don't understand that there actually are thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people across America who are victims of mind control, who are programmed, and of course, when the word is given, they will begin acting, creating acts of violence here, and you're going to see a chaotic situation here in America as these people, the victims of CIA mind control programs and ritual abuse, and they are triggered. And they're all over America. As Lynn was saying, that this DVD that he has up on his website about these women in England, I mean, this whole story is so incredible. These women almost have superhuman strength as they, of course, were fighting the police off, who were trying to protect them from being hit by the cars there on the freeway. Why would something like that happen? Who were these women? Well, of course, you must understand that there are these evil forces. They've been experimenting with people, controlling their minds. You remember that DVD series? It was The Pretender, about this little kid who was kidnapped and taken to an institute where he was programmed to become a man who could become anything, superhuman, almost superhuman capability. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was not imaginary. That was reality. This sort of thing really does go on. We're out of time. Lynn Marzulli has been our guest. Go to his website. What's the website again, Lynn?
It's lamarzulli.net, or the blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com.
God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt. Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591. 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was Lynn Marzulli. I hope you enjoyed it. We do carry one of Lynn's books. We should carry all of them, and hopefully we will very soon. But, of course, we carry his book on the alien interviews. And they're interviews with people who've actually talked to people who've had abductions. One of them is a doctor who's actually taken chips out of people. I've actually interviewed him myself. He's very real. There are people who've had chips implanted. All of these things are not imaginary. They are real. Until you understand that, nothing makes sense. We have another DVD called Alien Intervention. It's a book about UFOs. These are demonic manifestations. They're supernatural manifestations. The people who've studied them, like Jacques Vallée, one of the most famous names in UFO research, finally, he's coming from a secular point of view, but came to the conclusion these are metaphysical. They are not tangible. They're not from this dimension. So understand what we're really up against. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So there's Alien Interviews by Lynn Marzulli, Alien Intervention, which, of course, is the book about the demonic manifestations, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you said you would want to get some of our talks about what's going on here. You want to know how they created the financial problems we have today, the financial Armageddon. There's a great talk comes with the syllabus. And we have one certainly giving the background, the fundamentals of economics, or the financial tsunami that comes with the syllabus. You must understand how this whole thing has been manipulated. Basically, the big banks are in on it. The small banks are being paid not to lend you money. They're being paid not to lend you money. How do they do that? Why are they simply allowed to deposit their money with the Federal Reserve System, and they get paid interest on it, And, of course, they have over $1 trillion there. That's the money that was out in the economy. The economy would be booming. But they've intentionally contracted the economy because they want to destroy our economy, and they want to transfer our jobs overseas and our wealth overseas and our manufacturing overseas and outsource our jobs and bring in illegal immigrants to drive down the living standards. And when the chaos comes, ladies and gentlemen, all hell will break loose in America. Understand, we're involved in the spiritual battle. If you're only going to get one thing, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget about our all-day conference here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Paul Williams will be here. He'll tell you all about Turkey. He'll tell you about the terrorist training camps in America. How could that be possible? Why, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, they control the media. They control what the American people think. If you'd like to come to our all-day conference, you'll need reservations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We've got great guests coming, 1-800-544-8927. So I hope that you can make it, and pray for America, and pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle being fought on the political, ideological, and cultural battle field, but it is a spiritual battle. And then pray for revival. Without revival in this country, without the people turning back from God, back to God, we are going to lose the United States.